From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say they have made an arrest in connection with Friday's rush hour bomb attack on a London subway train. Authorities say the 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover Saturday morning. Dover is a major ferry point for travel between Britain and France. A police statement called the arrest significant earlier Saturday. London Transport Authority said that they have reopened the Parsons Green station, where the bomb on a train partially detonated. VOA's Henry Ridgewell explains that this is not new to the Brits, but still, their responses are always evolving.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
U.S. President Donald Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. In remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families outside Washington, Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies would never be intimidated. In the meantime, the NATO Secretary General said North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat to international peace. This is VOA News. The 20-year mission of the U.S. space agency Cassini spacecraft has come to an end. Launched in 1997, Cassini's trip to Saturn took 7 years, and Friday, the spacecraft plunged to its demise in the atmosphere above Saturn. Mike Watkins is head of the space agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
The discoveries that Cassini has made over the past 13 years in orbit have rewritten the textbooks of Saturn, have discovered worlds that could be habitable, and have guaranteed that we will return to that ringed world.
The only spacecraft to ever orbit Saturn, Cassini showed the planet, its rings and moons up close. Perhaps most amazing were the ocean worlds unveiled on two of Saturn's many moons. Protests in St. Louis, Missouri, sparked by the acquittal of a white police officer charged with murder and the death of a black man, escalated into acts of vandalism Friday night in the United States. Police say 23 people were arrested and 9 were injured. Police officers were injured in skirmishes with protesters. Jason Stockley, a former St. Louis police officer, had been charged with fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith after a car chase in December of 2011. Prosecutors also alleged that Stockley planted a gun on Smith's body. Prosecutors said the gun had only Stockley's DNA on it. Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that will see the countries work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. Idlib borders Turkey and was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state since August 25th, when insurgents attacked police posts, killing at least 12. Since then, aid groups have struggled with an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even deaths. These people are already very weak, having walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is a long-term persecution in Myanmar, but the speed of their exit combined with the scale of this latest crisis is now considered unprecedented. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, says he remains confident the Winter Games will go on as scheduled in South Korea, despite growing tensions, including North Korea's ballistic missile test this week. The Olympics scheduled for February 8th through the 25th. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.